If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
It's Paul Nolte. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Wendy. Nice to be with you again.
Glad you could make it. Yesterday, opened up my mail. I got my home equity line of credit statement, and the interest rates have gone up again. Mm-hmm. I think they're around 9-something.
Yo.
What is the Fed going to do? Are they going to keep going up?
If you can define pause and skip and the difference between the two, you're going to be worlds ahead of most of the rest of the world. So that's what everybody is worried about, is what is the Fed going to do? Are they going to pause? Or are they going to skip? Pause meaning they're going to take this month off, but then they're going to probably hike rates again in July or August. Or are they going to skip this meeting and, again, maybe take a look at raising rates? So the pause would be, I'm going to stop for a while and maybe start cutting rates, which is the expectation of the markets, or I'm going to skip this one and continue on my path higher.
How many times have they raised it?
They've raised it, I want to say, 7 times. They've gone essentially from 0 to 5.25%, and they've done it quicker than it has ever happened before. And that's part of the reason why we had the banking issue back in March, is because banks, in order to attract money and your deposits, have to pay you 4 or 5%. Well, they made a bunch of loans in prior years, like a mortgage payment at 2-3% a year. I have to pay you 4-5%, but I'm only getting 2-3% on a loan. That doesn't work out profitably for a lot of banks, and that's part of the reason that they're struggling. So higher interest rates in the short run could be continued problems for some of the banking sector.
You know, I have trouble remembering things. When we bought our house 20-some years ago, I think the interest rate was like 14% or mm-hmm. something like that. So it did drop considerably. When things are going so badly right now and the Fed keeps raising the rates, we don't think that they can lower them. But it is cyclical, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, the story on Wall Street is that the Fed's going to raise rates until something breaks. And then when something breaks, then all hands on deck and we cut rates and we throw a lot of money into the system. We've done it during the pandemic. We did it during the financial crisis. So it is, you're right, that when the proverbial hits the fan, they will cut rates. So it's a matter of when does that happen. And certainly there have been a lot of signals in the market that it should be happening now, if not sooner. But I think a lot of the money that got pushed out during the pandemic has postponed that, as opposed to permanently eradicated it.
The pandemic obviously affecting things. Have the Canadian wildfires affected anything?
Other than visibility in New York for a while last week and some of the northwest part or northeast parts of the United States, not really. It certainly got the politicians excited, but from a financial perspective, really no impact on the markets. The fog we expect to clear with the Fed tomorrow. We get CPI this morning at 7:30. So we'll get an idea of what the inflation numbers look like ahead of the Fed meeting tomorrow.
Also, filled up my gas tank. It was completely on E, so $61 later, and that was with my 20% off with my grocery card. Consumer prices are expected to rise.
They're going to go up some, but here's the dirty secret. They're going to come down over the next couple months to probably about 3.5-4%. And the reason for it is the year ago numbers were 1% and 0.9%. Those are going to come off, and I'm going to replace that with maybe a 0.3 or a 0.4. So by taking off a 1% number and replacing it with 0.3, I just dropped 0.7 on my inflation rate over the last 12 months. Nothing's really changed, but the real bad numbers come off from a year ago, and that's what they call base effects. So it changes a little bit. It's not that the prices have really come down much, but we get rid of some really bad numbers from a year ago, so it will look better than maybe it is.
Any tips for us before we let you go this morning on anything?
Buy low, sell high is always, always a winner.
You know what? I don't know anything about money or saving it, and I even know that.
No, I think, you know, there's going to be a lot of volatility around the number this morning, as well as the Fed meeting tomorrow. The press conference is always exciting, and I always like to say, you know, it's popcorn and beer time, or to your prior segment, peanuts and beer. sit and watch. Don't really react to what's going on by the Fed, because the markets get very volatile and try to grab on to what is the next thing that's going to happen. And that tends to get reversed over the course of the following day or two of trading. So it's one to sit back and watch and kind of absorb before you make any big radical changes to your 401k or investment process.
And never too late to start saving, is it?
Never too late. Always, you know, the earlier the better, but sooner rather than later.
What do you tell someone who has a difficult time saving money and only likes to spend?
Pay yourself first. You know, take, you know, just like you would with a 401k or something like that. The other thing that we've done with some clients is we said, you know, and it's a little harder now, but take out $100, $200 out of your checking account in cash. When it's gone, you're done for the week. So if you're going to Starbucks, you're going here, there, whatever, that's fine. Use that money for that. But then when it's gone, you're done. You can't, because the debit card, just swiping it,
yeah,
you have no real concept of how much money you've really spent. When you're taking out that $20 bill and there's nothing left in the wallet, you have that concept of, I'm out of money for the week.
That is great advice. He's Paul Nolte, Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Silvest. Thank you so much for coming up.
Absolutely.
Appreciate
we'll see you
it.
Soon.
Yep.